Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Yes, Jackie hit that ball.
And when he swung his bat, the crowd went wild because he knocked that ball a solid mile. Yeah, boy.
Yes, yes, Jackie hit that ball. Satchel Paige is mellow, so is Campanella. Newcomb and Dobie too. But it's a natural fact, when Jackie comes to bat, the other team is through.
Did you see Jackie Robinson hit that ball? Did he hit it?
Yes!
And that ain't all, he's so whole!
Yes, yes, Jackie's real gone. Jack is real gone. Cause Jackie is a real gone guy.
We're beginning this episode of Neon Jazz with a home run. That was the prolific Count Basie Orchestra with Did You See Jackie Robinson Hit That Ball? This is one of the most famous anthems in baseball history. The song was originally written and performed by New York blues pianist Woodrow Buddy Johnson in 1945 during the height of the popularity of Jackie Robinson. It was also during that same year that Casey's very own Count Basie re-recorded the song, and his version became a true baseball standard. This song is a richly filled tune that speaks to those formative years of jazz when the genre spoke for a country like America that hinged on bringing in many new waves of change. Again, Count Basie has a classic to make the locals in KC and around the globe proud. Thanks for joining me. This is your jazz host, Joe Domino, ready to open the vault of our musical treasures. Coming to you from a town known for a good world-class barbecue sandwich, jazz, and the 85 World Champion Royals, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, featuring musicians like Thad Jones, Milt Jackson, Nat Adderley, and much more. Up next on Neon Jazz is a stellar trio on a 1950 song called Deed I Do, featuring Red Norvo, Tal Faro, and the great Charlie Mingus. Thank you. That was talented saxophonist Ernie Henry with the 1957 song Autumn Leaves off his album Last Chorus. Henry played in the late 1940s with Fats Navarro, Max Roach, and Dizzy Gillespie. In the 50s, he played in the band of Illinois Jacquet. After a few years in those shadows, he returned to play with Thelonious Monk, Charles Mingus, Kenny Drew, and Philly Joe Jones in the 1950s. He recorded three albums as a leader for the Riverside label shortly before his sudden death in 1957 at the ripe young age of 31. Up next on Neon Jazz is a tasty and memorable tune with alto saxophonist Art Pepper with the 1953 song Cinnamon.
Thank you.
That was hard bop and post-bop piano player Horace Parlin with the 1960 song Speaking My Piece. Horace is known for his contributions to the classic Charles Mingus recordings, Mingus Ah-Um, and Blues and Roots. As a child, Parlin was stricken with polio, resulting in the partial crippling of his right hand. The handicap has contributed to his development of a particularly pungent left-hand chord voicing style, while comping with highly rhythmic phrases with his right hand. Horace is still alive and kicking in his 80s and was rightfully the recipient of the 2000 Ben Webster Prize given by the Ben Webster Foundation. Up next on Neon Jazz is a playful 1959 song called Tiambles Mambo, performed by the Fred Astaire Dance Studio Orchestra.
Listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was alto saxophonist, arranger, and composer on the West Coast jazz scene, Lenny Niehaus, with the cool 1955 song, They Say It's Wonderful. Lenny played with the Stan Kenton Big Band and various other jazz bands on the West Coast. The St. Louis native arranged and composed for motion pictures, including several produced by Mr. Clint Eastwood, who also made a film about the great Thelonious Monk. Up next on Neon Jazz is a favorite around here, vibraphonist Milt Jackson, with the cool 1959 song I Remember Clifford off his album Bags Opus. Thank you. That was the 1956 song Mean to Me by the Modern Jazz Sextet. This was an album featuring the grand talents of Dizzy Gillespie, Sonny Stitt, John Lewis, Percy Heath, and Charlie Persip. The album was conceived by producer Norman Granz for his own label, Norgren Records. Although no single album artist is credited as a bandleader for this album, which is owned by Verve Records, but it files it away as a Dizzy Gillespie album, and he was always a leader on those albums. Two of the album's rhythm section, Lewis and Heath, also featured in a 1952 founded modern jazz quartet, which had a heyday of their own. When these guys teamed up on projects back in the 50s, they were must-have albums in anyone's jazz catalog. Up next on Neon Jazz is a noted jazz guitarist, Mr. Jimmy Rainey, with the 2008 song Passport to Pimlico.
Yeah.
is Neon
Jazz. Yeah. Thank you.
was trumpeter, composer, and bandleader Thad Jones with the 1956 song, If I Love Again. Sending us out of this episode of Neon Jazz is Cannonball Adderley's brother, trumpet player in the hard bop and soul jazz genres, Mr. Nat Adderley, with the 1955 song, Cousins Buzzin'. Thanks again for joining us on a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the man with the golden voice, Mr. John Christopher.
Hello.
Talk to us about our show here at Neon Jazz. We'd love to hear from you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. Take three.
Yeah, take three.
All right. Up next on Neon Jazz is a stellar trio on a 1950 song called Deed I Do, featuring Red Norvo, Tal Ferro, and the great... Up next on Neon Jazz is a stellar trio on a 1950 song called Deed I Do, featuring...
Would you like me to leave the room?
No, we're good.
Okay, all right.
Neon Jazz.